You're listening to the News and Music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. Today in Kansas City, the Committee for Ethnic Minority Affairs, the National Assembly's Ethnic Minority Council, and Kansas City People's Committee jointly organized the review conference on the three-year implementation of the National Target Program for Socio-Economic Development in Ethnic Minority and Mountainous Areas in the Southern Region. It's evaluated after 3 years of implementation. The program has greatly contributed to the implementation of socio-economic development plans for localities. Localities have done well in hunger eradication, poverty reduction, vocational training, and job creation. The material and spiritual life of minority people have been enhanced. Healthcare, education, and training have made positive changes. Kansas City Public Security has just held a conference to review the public security work in the first half and announced the decision on personnel work. In the first half of 2023, Kansas City Public Security achieved over 62% of the target assigned by the Ministry of Public Security in 2023, typically implementing solutions and topics on ensuring traffic order and safety, building over 400 fire safety and fighting joint teams and 772 public firefighting spots, combining with mobile propaganda sessions, loudspeakers, handbooks, among others. Proactively advising the City People's Committee to promulgate many documents on the implementation of the project on development of data application on population electronic identification and authentication for national digital transformation in the period of 2022-2025 with a vision to 2030. Today, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment launched the Day Without Plastic Bags in Vietnam 2023, also the International Day Without Using Plastic Bags. With the theme Fewer Plastic Bags, More Living Sprouts, the event aims to encourage the community to change their consumption habits for a greener environment. It's planned on this day, shopping malls mobilize customers to change their consumption habits by not using plastic bags while carrying out communication activities to raise public awareness about the harmful effects of plastic waste. According to the report made of Natural Resources and Environment of Kansas City, the rate of collection and treatment of urban solid waste in the city in 2022 reached 98.5%. The rest was burned and leveled by people. The Natural Resources and Environment Center has guided and urged the People's Committee of Nine Districts to implement the planning of the network of domestic solid waste transfer stations in the area while coordinating with departments, branches, and district People's Committee to complete the set of criteria for inviting investors to implement the Solid Waste Treatment Project No. 2 at Thurlyser Public Street Solid Waste Treatment Area. About 400 people have followed professional training courses organized by the Fire Control and Search Rescue Chamber under Kansas City Public Security for Fire Brigades. Trainees were provided with knowledge about fire prevention and control measures to prevent fire and explosions in electricity use, measures, techniques, and tactics for saving fire victims. In addition, trainees also practiced the use and maintenance of fire protection equipment and extinguished the fire on the spot. More than 18,800,000,000 Vietnam Dong has been invested by Comitan Centers of Kansas City to install lighting on National Highway 91B with a length of about 13 kilometers. Up to now, the project has been completed and put into use, contributing to ensuring traffic order and safety on this artery route. This morning, Kansas City Study Promotion Association, in collaboration with the Asia Foundation and the Center for Education and Development, organized the second scholarship awarding ceremony and career guidance exchange for 101 female students in grade 10 in Cantor. In each school year, girls are awarded 4,400,000 Vietnam Dong divided into two types. According to the Southern Hydro Meteorological Forecast Station in July, Ho Chi Minh City and certain regions still have lots of rain, mostly scattered to many places. The main cause of heavy rain is the wind convergence at low levels. Along with that, the southwest monsoon of moderate intensity is stable. There is still plenty of rain on July 3rd, but then taper off. From July 6th to 7th onward, there will be more rain, with the rainfall in July higher than the average of previous years. The Southern Regional Hydro Meteorological Forecast Station recommends watching out for strong southwest winds that cause dangerous weather at sea and widespread thunderstorms over land in the southern region. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.